Bowden, episode 361 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. My listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. Episode 361 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Wow. You know, as I research or read or look at stories for the podcast, I hate to say this, but it just becomes worse and worse and worse. Worser. Is worser a word? Because things are looking worser. Let's start with the January 6th commission in Congress. Okay, we had Bowers, the House Speaker from Arizona, a Republican, who said that Rudy Giuliani asked him to get rid of the electors that chose Biden, which is who the people voted for, and replace them with electors who would choose Trump. And he said, when Bowers asked for, you know, why, Rudy admitted, well, we have a lot of theories on voter fraud. We just don't have any evidence. That's right. Theories, but no evidence. Now, his assistant said she had evidence, but she forgot to bring it that day. And so Rudy went with, well, we have theories, but no evidence. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, but here's my problem with this guy, Bowers. Bowers said that it was because of his faith and his belief that the Constitution is divinely inspired. That's what stopped him from switching the electors to Donald Trump. Not the law, not the votes, not the fact that we are a nation of law, which I'm going to get into a little later, but none of that mattered to him. It was just because he thinks that the Constitution is divinely inspired. So what would happen if he didn't believe in it? What would happen if his divine inspiration said Trump should be president? Then I guess he would ignore the Constitution. That's my problem with this guy. And, you know, the January 6th, it goes on. Okay, there was a lynch mob, basically, after one of the electors, Wanda Shay Moss, okay, she testified at the committee. There are two black election workers in Georgia, and they did their job. Okay, they handled the ballots, etc. Now, Giuliani had some crazy video showing her with supposedly a USB port, which, by the way, a USB port, as I understand it, is a port in a computer that you plug a USB into. That's what a USB port is. But anyway, turns out what she had were mints, like in a, you know, little silver wrapper, mints, and they were handing mints to each other or whatever. But on this video, they claim that, oh, she was throwing away votes, and, you know, this was voter fraud or whatever. So, of course, the Trump mob did what the Trump mob does. They attacked her and her mother through Facebook, through social media. They threatened their lives, etc., etc., etc. They went after a grandmother, okay? Nothing. None of this true. None of this true. These women were intimidated, bullied. Fortunately, they were not attacked. And here we go. This is the part that, oh, man. They had to leave their homes. The FBI protected them. They didn't even call local law enforcement. So they were basically on their own. They were basically on their own. Now, what would have happened had these women, black women, by the way, if they shot somebody, if somebody tried to get in their house and they killed them, whatever, they'd be in jail right now, right? Is it because we know that these legal protections and all this bullshit that they talk about has nothing to do, doesn't apply to black people. So these women, I mean, fortunately, they were okay, but, you know, this is it's a lynch mob. It's a lynch mob. They say this doesn't happen. It does. And these people are easily riled up. Like we had the Buffalo murderer, okay? This white supremacy, this white male victimhood, whatever. Now, you know, claiming the election fraud, claiming, oh, look, they're throwing away votes because they're passing each other mints and they saw something shiny. Thank God, you know, it wasn't a cop seeing something shiny thinking it was a gun. Another story I'll get to in a minute. But this is, it comes out in the hearings. Now, here's another one. And this is, I say this over and over. These hearings are an exercise in futility. Nothing's going to happen. No, there's not going to be a perp walk. No one's going to be arrested. How much more evidence do they need? Right here, okay, this came out. A phone call between Trump, Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, and Acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue. At some point during the call, Trump appears to grow exasperated, and he implored Rosen and Donahue, quote, just say that the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. Now, that's a direct quote of what Trump said. No charges. So, this commission makes, as I said before, it makes for great theater. Is anything going to be done? No. Now, here's where things are being done that we should all be looking at, we should all be aware of, we should all be outraged and afraid of, yet I'm guessing we won't. Supreme Court has made some important rulings this week. We know how bad this Supreme Court is. We know we have a handmaiden on the Supreme Court. We know we have a drunk college partier on the Supreme Court. And we know we have Clarence Thomas, whose vote is run by his wife, all on the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court has ended the separation of church and state. Maine, okay, which has a lot of rural areas, Maine has a law that if there isn't a high school in your area, because you live in some rural farm-like area, that you can send your kid to a private school and they'll pay for it, but the school has to be secular. It can't be a religious school. Well, the Supreme Court has now struck that down, saying that the state of Maine would have to pay if your kid wants to go to a religious school. Now, what is this doing? This is using government money. This is using state money to support a religion. Some would say a religious indoctrination, you know, like the liberals are indoctrinating your kids to not hate gays or not hate transgender or whatever the liberals are indoctrinating your children to do. But it's okay for these religious people to, and again, it's fine if you want to send your kid to a religious school, but the state is not supposed to be paying for it, okay? It will be interesting if some parent finds a Wiccan school or a religion that they don't exactly like as much as they like Christianity, they'd probably go for a Jewish school. But beyond that, what about a Muslim school? Will the state of Maine pay tuition for your child to go to a Muslim school? Somehow I doubt it. Why? Because also in the state of Maine, there was an insurance agent that posted on his window being closed. And what I love is, he took the holiday. He posted in his window, it's Juneteenth, closed, whatever. Enjoy your fried chicken and collard greens. That's what he posted in his window. Now, he was an independent agent. Progressive and Allstate have dropped him. They're not doing business through him anymore. But the funny thing to me is you took the day off. If you hate black people that much, if Juneteenth is that meaningless to you, why would you take the day off? Burnout. We hear about it. We talk about it. I talked about it on this podcast. Just looking at the stories, is a lot. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Listen, the symptoms, lack of motivation, irritability, fatigue, you can't sleep. Some say burnout comes from work, but burnout can come from anything, okay? Here's the thing. Get some help. Get some help. Mental health is a real thing now. And this podcast, as you know, is sponsored by BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And get this, my listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. That's BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. 10% off your first month. Burnout, emotional, whatever, upheavals, mental strain. Listen, get some help. BetterHelp.com is here for you. Mental health is a real thing. Okay, continuing with the Supreme Court, it's another big decision. New York State, especially New York City, very difficult to get a permit to carry a handgun. You have to have a definite reason to carry a handgun, and it's a whole procedure. And I grew up in New York, and believe me, if you got caught with a gun, you went to jail. They did not play with guns. Well, that's over because, you know, Alito says, well, you might have to walk through a bad neighborhood. You might have to go somewhere dangerous at night. So what the hell? Carry a gun. Clarence Thomas wrote this decision, which right there tells you you got a problem. But basically they're saying that the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, the right to own a gun, now extends beyond the home. You have the right to carry a gun on your person outside the home. The governor of New York, the mayor of New York are going to fight this, try to write rules. In their decision, they said the police can't protect people or unarmed people. Now, this is what Thomas and Alito and these conservatives are saying. Hey, you can't expect the police to protect everyone. You can't expect the police to unarm everyone. Really? Because you guys supported the stop and frisk laws, which said the police could stop anyone at random, black or brown people, anyone at random, black or brown people, and check them to see if they, you know, are doing anything illegal as they're standing there. They might be on the bus stop or on the subway or walking down the street, but they look kind of suspicious. But now they're saying these police, and they back the police. The police are the greatest thing since sliced bread, in their opinion. But you can't expect the police to protect you. There is no consistency on this. The idiocy is beyond anything you can imagine. Just think of the New York subways with everyone armed. And what was pointed out by Justice Sotomayor is, how are the police going to feel about this? How are the police going to feel walking up on people in New York who just might have a gun? I mean, they're already shooting people who have, you know, Subway sandwiches and cell phones and various fruit, okay? So now these people could actually have a gun. It is absolutely insane. And the laws that they're talking about, the laws that they're using, this was pointed out by Justice Byers, they go back to, they're saying, you know, when the Second Amendment was written, blah, blah. Byers pointed out when the Second Amendment was written, there were stricter gun regulations than we have now. What Thomas and Alito and the handmaiden and the drunk are all saying is that, you know, the laws then somehow, we have to go back to the laws then, but there are laws then that don't apply now. Well, we didn't have the same weaponry then that we have now. Listen, I'm all for carrying muskets. If you want to carry a musket and a little bag of black powder and you got to load that musket, go for it. They're saying that these laws weren't written for today and we got to go back. I don't even understand the logic. I don't understand the logic of what they're saying, but what they're saying is that you can start carrying guns and that it's going to be much more difficult. This is what the result of this ruling is. It's going to be much more difficult to pass gun regulations. They just raised the bar with this Second Amendment says you can carry a gun, makes it much more difficult to pass any common sense regulations. You know who else doesn't have common sense regulations? The actual Supreme Court. I wasn't aware of this. The 9 justices of the Supreme Court are the only federal judges not bound by the code of conduct for U.S. judges. Let me say that again. The Supreme Court justices are the only federal judges not bound by the code of conduct for U.S. judges. Okay, so there's no code of conduct for Supreme Court justices. Think about that for a minute. Think about that. Every other judge has a code of conduct. You know, it might be financial improprieties or relationships. You know, I mean, Clarence Thomas has had some shaky relationships with politicians and so on, speaking at their affairs, and who knows what they're getting paid to make appearances and this and that. There's no code of ethics for the Supreme Court. That blows my mind. Blows my mind. This Supreme Court is completely out of control. It will be this way for the foreseeable future because the Democrats don't have the balls to expand the Supreme Court, which would limit the power of any individual justice. I've said it over and over again. I'm not talking about expanding it to 13. I'm talking about expand it to 25 so that no one justice has this much power. But the Democrats, of course, don't have the courage to do that. They won't even raise the question. Democrats who voted against Hillary Clinton or didn't vote, this is what you get. And to the people in America under 30, I'm even say under 40, sorry. Sorry. This is what you're going to have for the next 20 years. No ethics rules. Amazing. Okay, I talked about the police and the police can't protect you. The Supreme Court said the police can't be expected to protect you. Well, they certainly didn't protect the kids at Uvalde, right? It's coming out more and more on this story. The police, after a few minutes, had ballistic shields and long weapons. Now, they're saying that they were outgunned and outmanned. After a few minutes, they had the ballistic shields, you know, those big plastic or whatever they're made of, bulletproof shields that they carry. And they had long guns, whether these guns be shotguns or rifles. These guns are powerful, more powerful than they initially said all we had are handguns. No, all they had was cowardice. I do not understand how other policemen, policewomen, police departments, whatever you want to call it, haven't spoken out about how horrible and what an embarrassment these people are to your profession. What an embarrassment to your profession. And they're not saying anything, okay? We always hear the story, well, you're picking on the bad cops. What about the good cops? Where are the good cops? Where are the cops that are outraged by the actions of these Uvalde cops and speaking publicly saying, this is not how you do it, and these people, they should all be fired. They should not be police. There should be an entirely new police department, top to bottom. Top to bottom. I don't know how you measure courage, but I sure see how you measure cowardice. Just go to Uvalde. In other cop news, I told you it never stops. I don't know why I do this. Miami-Dade police officer, who they're not going to name, of course. There's a video of him pulling over a black man who had to find the registration in his car because he was driving his mother's car. Took him a few minutes to find it, and the cop said, this is how you guys get killed out here. That's what the cop said. So what are they doing? Well, they're going to have an investigation. What's the investigation? What's the investigation? You hear on the video, you see the cop saying to this man, this is how you guys get killed out here, talking about black people. All right. We can't name the cop and we need to do an investigation. Yeah. Okay. In other words, we need to find a way to get this cop another job so when we fire him, he can go next to the next town or the next county and get another job. We need to find a way to clean this up and protect this cop for sitting here justifying. I will say this. He was honest. He was like, this is why we kill you guys, because we ask for your registration and you don't produce it instantly and you reach for the glove compartment. This is why we kill you. I don't know. Is that bad? Is him being honest about why they kill black people? That's why they kill them. That's why they kill them. Because they were reaching for their license. Maybe too fast. Maybe not fast enough. one way or the other, you're reaching for that license, and this is why we kill you. And the cop said it. They won't name the cop. They obviously know who he is because they put him on desk duty. They know who he is. They will not give his name. They have to do an investigation. I don't know what the investigation is. When you commit crime on video, what's the investigation? I'm really not sure how that works. Ugh, people. I don't know how to end. Yeah, I do. I two ways to end it. One, thankfully, next week you won't be hearing just from me, okay? I got a great interview coming up next week. I can't wait to do it. Greg Proops is going to drop in on the podcast. If you don't know Greg Proops, just Google the smartest man alive because he might be. Brilliant comedian, super talented, old friend, and just I can't wait to talk to him. So that's going to be fun. I am going to be, we're starting the Wait comedy tour. I'm going to be in Salt Lake City at the Eccles Theater this Friday. I'm going to be at the Paramount in Denver on Saturday. We're doing the Wait comedy tour. This is a thing. It's the comedians from Wait Don't Tell Me doing a live, uncensored show. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Finally, I want to talk about this Deshaun Watson, and believe it, just it doesn't fit in with any of the other stuff I've been talking about. But Deshaun Watson, if you don't know, is a quarterback, great talented quarterback, played for the Houston Texans, had a falling out with the team, didn't play at all last season, signed a $130 million contract with Cleveland, ready to be their new quarterback. In between, he had a few problems. A few problems like 24 sexual assault allegations levied against him by women. Apparently, Deshaun's thing is to arrange a massage, and then when the woman comes to give the massage, he's either asking for a happy ending or he's naked and masturbating or whatever he's doing. Now, the first thing that blows my mind is he somehow settled 20 of the 24 cases. How do you settle 20 cases of sexual allegations? I don't even know. I don't know how much that costs, whatever. Of course, it's all non-disclosed. But I guess when you sign a $130 million deal, you got the money to get out of anything. Here's the thing. Deshaun, if this is your fantasy, if this is your freak, if this is how you play, there are women in the massage business who will give you the happy ending. Perhaps you should have hired them, and they will do it quietly. They won't talk. The NFL still hasn't figured out what to do. They're supposed to be an independent arbitrator. They're looking at a suspension probably for a season. But here's my big problem with this and my big problem with the NFL. Michael Vick went to jail for 2 years in the prime of his career for abusing dogs. Now, that's a horrible thing to do. You guys know how much I love my dog. You know how much I love dogs. But the NFL, you get in more trouble for abusing dogs than you do for women, abusing women. This happens over and over in the NFL. The NFL's like, yeah, it's women. We don't care. Listen, we got games to play. We got money bet. We got these great players. We can't have them missing games. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. Make no mistake. And the women hold no value, no respect. That is my big problem with the NFL. Now, I left the league. I wasn't watching for a while because the crime got so bad. I started watching again. I was happy for the Rams last season. Great, great story in them winning and so on. I don't know. Can you watch football? Is this okay? Is this okay, this guy Deshaun Watson? In any other job, I don't think he'd go back to work. I don't think you go back to work after 24 sexual assault allegations. Should he be kicked out of football? I don't know. But the NFL needs to do something? Absolutely. Now, if Deshaun was kicked out of football, that would be a hell of a message to new players coming to the league. Like, we zero tolerance. We're not going to do this. But the other side is a man has a right to make a living, and he's made whatever settlement he has with these women and so on. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, maybe. And I'm not, you know, I'm certainly not one to judge morals. I'm just saying that the league needs to do something about this because it's not a one-time thing. It's a 24-time thing. So Lonzo Bowden, who's paying attention? You are. I appreciate it. Stay cool. The heat's coming. It's summertime. keep laughing, find the humor where you can, and let's not look to the January 6th Commission or the Supreme Court for, anything.